Well, what do we have here? A rebel informant caught red-handed attempting to smuggle secrets to Axis right here on Coruscant. Incredibly brazen of you, isn't it? And not only that, but you've been doing so for years. That must have been hard, leading a double life all that time. Most of the Bureau just viewed you as a sniveling little underling. But I suppose that act just gave you access to all our secrets. After all, nobody would suspect a coward like you of ever growing a spine and risking anything. It's almost impressive. I do say almost, because it's clear now that it hasn't exactly worked out well for you, has it? No, it clearly hasn't. I mean, look at you, bound and gagged in the middle of our interrogation chamber. I'm sure you know what goes on here, don't you? That's right. Nothing good. You've supervised enough of Dr. Gorst's experiments to know that firsthand. But I don't know if you sense how bad things are for you quite yet. You see, we've known about your ties to Axis for a while now. Oh, yes. Ever since you requested to be assigned to my task force, I knew there was something different about you. Your act is good, but to be frank, it doesn't fool me. So I decided to work my hunch and feed you some counterintelligence. Nothing major, just a few little morsels we knew Axis would love to get his hands on. And we made sure that only you knew the real location. So, when it was stolen, we knew we'd found our mole. Of course, we hope to leave you be for a while, cultivate the source, let you lead us to Axis proper. But you're just too nervous, aren't you? I understand, of course. The riot on Ferrix, Sol Guerrero's ongoing efforts to hamper our trade routes, even the growing dissent from some senators. It's enough for somebody optimistic to think that Axis may be finally pulling all the disparate groups together. With that in mind, your decision to try and leave the planet and join the rebels was perfectly understandable. There was just one problem. It's funny, really. You're going to laugh at this. You know how this game is played. Plot within plots. It turns out you weren't as important as a pawn as you thought. Those coordinates you received for extraction, they were dupes. That's right. You get it now. Axis was going to hang you out to dry. I don't know if it's because they don't trust you enough, or if they knew we were onto you, but either way, they were more than happy to leave you be, let you flounder while my web closed in around you. And now you're caught, little fly. Now, like I said, you've seen enough of Dr. Gorst's interrogations to know how this can go. But if I'm being honest, I think he'd just end up breaking you entirely. See, I don't think that pathetic, whimpering persona of yours is an act. How somebody as cowardly as you could ever work up the courage or even find a reason to rebel against the Empire, I'll admit it baffles me, but that's irrelevant. You claim that the Empire is a boot, crushing the necks of innocent people all over the galaxy. But I think that's what you secretly crave, isn't it? See, that's why you requested to join my squad. Not so you could get close to a potential source for Axis, but because you found me so intriguing. You couldn't help yourself. You were drawn to me, my confidence, my power, my everything. I can't blame you, of course. You're hardly the first man to have fallen for me. Frankly, I usually find it more of a nuisance than anything else. All those pitiful people vying for my attention, hoping to ride my coattails to greater success. Well, when they're not hoping to ride me myself. Normally you'd be no different. Just an opportunistic slut trying to claim a woman far beyond his station. Granted, I think you're more than amenable to letting me take control than the others. But that ignores the fact that you're an entirely unexceptional runt of a man. Except for the fact that you have something I want. So, here's how things are going to go. I'm not going to call Dr. Gorst in here. Instead, I'm going to take off those pants and play with that tiny cock of yours, like you so desperately want me to. I'm going to stroke and lick and maybe even suck a little, all until I get you right to the edge of orgasm. But I'm not going to let you come. In fact, I'm going to make it impossible for you to do so. See, Dr. Gorse gave me an invention he's been working on for his personal use. A nice little vibrating ring that should fit perfectly on that cock of yours. I'll be honest, I didn't entirely understand the science involved. Something about ion waves or particles. What's important is that when I put it on, it will make it so you are physically unable to come. That's right. If you thought you could sneak some release and still keep your secrets, you are sorely mistaken. This ring will get you right to the edge with its vibrations, but never let you get that orgasm you so desperately desire. Instead, it'll just do its work, slowly turning you into a pathetic puddle of a man who would do anything to come. Given enough time, it will break you. So, why not give in and let yourself enjoy this? Now, shall we begin? My, my. Look at that. I haven't even touched you and you're already rock solid. Even as small as that may be, it's an impressive feat. You really are a slut, aren't you? Ugh. Then you twitch when I insult you. Pathetic. You're lucky I have this ring, as I suspect a little whore like you would barely last a minute otherwise. It feels good, doesn't it? My touch, gently teasing your cock. Just a couple fingers on the head have you so needy already. Give in to the feeling. After all, it's what you were made for. See, this is the beauty of the Empire. It shows the natural order of things. The strong rule, and the weak serve. But that needn't be a bad thing. There's freedom in control. Tell me, has any woman ever made you feel as good as I am now? Of course not. I'd be surprised if another woman ever touched you. But look at you, bound tight, unable to struggle, my fingers dancing across your cock. It's the best feeling you've ever had, and all you need to do to continue the experience is to give up. submit. As a man, you're frankly pathetic. But as a slut, as my slut, you could be so much more. On the other hand, the longer it takes you to accept your proper place, the worse it will be for you. I have no doubt it feels good now, but eventually that pleasure will turn to ash in your mouth as you find yourself trapped on the edge, unable to get that release you crave. And if that wasn't enough, well, I do have a couple of other toys that may help persuade you. Oh, look at you so desperately trying to resist, putting on a brave face for me. You must still consider yourself the hero here. No worries. I'll dissuade you of that notion. How does it feel? Even better, I'd imagine. You're probably at the point where it's starting to become a nuisance, isn't it? That burning need, that desire to be a slutty little toy for me. It can be all yours. All I need is the name of your contact. I know you know. So come on, tell us. Make this easy for everybody. Oh, please. There's no going back for you. Your old life is over, slut. You only have one choice left now. Do you want to serve me, or do you want me to turn you over to Dr. Gorst? Perhaps you need some more encouragement. Why don't I show you another one of Gorst's inventions? See, this one is a personal favorite of mine. You know that he's interested in the ways the mind works. So he made this innocent little headband as an experiment to highlight how we process pain. What it does is simulates the experience of electrocution. Carefully activates your pain receptors to make it feel like something is shocking you with high voltage power wherever I tell it to. It could make the pain focus on your arms or legs, leaving them clenching in anguish. But I think it would be more fun to make your cock and ass bear the brunt of the blow. That's right. You'll stay frozen on the edge of release, trapped between ecstasy and agony. Of course, if you just give me a name, this all stops, and you get the release you crave. No need to sit there whimpering like that pathetic slut you are right now. No? Well then, I must admit, I'm very curious to see what this sound elicits. Well, that's not right. These settings must be reversed. No, but then... Oh. Oh, fuck. You really are a pathetic little whore, aren't you? This isn't torture for you. You like this. Here I am, using cutting-edge imperial interrogation tools on you, and everything I do, it just makes you more aroused. Fuck. No wonder you've been so reticent to give up the name. You like being kept on the edge, don't you? And the feeling of having your cock and asshole shocked, it just makes it even better. Impressive. I honestly don't know that I've ever encountered somebody as depraved as you. In fact, There's something about your moans, the way you desperately buck and writhe and clench. Testing those restraints and riding that edge with the vibrator keeps you at... Your utter helplessness is arousing in its own way. Unfortunately, now that I know how much this turns you on, you've lost your last bit of leverage. So, a new game. Tell me the name, and I'll keep you as my own personal fuck toy. I'll use you and abuse you to my heart's content. I'll edge you, deny you, maybe even let you come on occasion. Give me the name, and all your wildest fantasies will come true with me. Hell, since you seem to be enjoying this so much, I'll even leave you be here for the rest of the day. You'd like that, wouldn't you, slut? Tied down, kept on the edge, electricity coursing through you in the most intimate parts as you desperately try to reach that beautiful feeling I'm depriving you of. I see that lust in your eyes. I knew you'd like the sound of that. And if it wasn't enough, here's the flip side. If you don't tell me the name within the next minute, I'll turn everything off. Leave you here alone, trapped in the dark, thinking about what could have been. And eventually, I'll let Ghost have his way with you. And I can assure you, he is not as generous as I am. So, slut, what's it going to be? Oh, that was almost too easy. The fact that you'd sell your old friends out so quickly, all for the promise of being degraded by me. I knew I had you all figured out. Well then, slut, I guess I should go follow up on this lead you gave me. You just hang tight there. I'll be back, eventually. Until then, the Empire thanks you for your cooperation. And so do I.